The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
And then we come to the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 8 chapters and 2 books stressing 3 main teachings. First of all, the second coming of our Lord. And after that, the departure from truth which would precede it. And finally, an exhortation to godly living, because we don't know when the Lord is coming, and we certainly don't want to be a part of those who walk off in error before he comes. Actually, those in Thessalonica misunderstood Paul. They thought he said Christ was coming soon, but he said when he does come, he'll come suddenly. We don't know when it'll be, but it'll be swiftly when he does come, as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 and 3. And some of the Thessalonians were quitting their jobs and just sitting by the roadside waiting for the Lord to come. They were sluggards. They were dependent upon society. They were deadbeats while claiming to wait for the Lord. He said, get up and go to work. And if any man will not work, don't let him eat. 2 Thessalonians 3, 10 to 12. There's no place in the kingdom of God for a lazy, slothful person. Romans 12 teaches that. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And so those in Thessalonica need to understand that the Lord, when he did come, would come suddenly, but we're to work for him and be diligent right up to the moment he does come. Or we'll be weighed in the balance and found wanting, to quote Daniel 5. And also there was the preponderance to error. The man of sin, the son of perdition, would exalt himself above all that was called God, or that is worship, so that he as God, sitting in the temple of God, would set himself forth as God, and with great lying wonders would deceive the very elect. And Paul said that mystery of lawlessness is already at work, 2 Thessalonians 2:7. And he said he'll deceive even the very elect, because they received not a love of the truth that they might be saved. They had pleasure in unrighteousness. What a tragedy when men turn away from that which has been handed down from God through Christ, through the apostles, by the Holy Spirit in the Bible, and will turn away and follow the traditions and customs of men and reject the counsel of God when they do. Mark 7, verses 9 through 13. And those in Thessalonica have this problem. And also to those in Thessalonica, he said that when the Lord does come, the saints will rejoice, but those who know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ shall be punished with everlasting destruction or banishment from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power, when he shall come to be admired in all his saints. No wonder we often sing, there's a great day coming, there's a sad day coming, there's a bright day coming. And when the Lord does come, it'll either be a great day or a sad day, according to the way we have lived in view of his coming. And finally, he exhorts them to live a godly life. He had warned in 1 Thessalonians 5 to warn the disorderly, those who are unfaithful. Finally, in 2 Thessalonians 3, he said, withdraw from the disorderly. And so our work of faith, our labor of love, our patience of hope, 1 Thessalonians 1:3, is consummated in the coming of our Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning with verse 12, we have rules for godly living. We're to honor those who have the oversight over us, in love esteem them highly for their work's sake. We're also to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, abstain from all appearance of evil, do not choke out the word of God and its influence in our lives. And as we abstain from all appearance of evil and express gratitude for all our blessings, the God of peace shall sanctify us wholly and preserve our whole body, soul, and spirit unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 and 2 Thessalonians stresses Christ is coming. Men shall depart from the truth, and we are exhorted to live godly, so that when the Lord does come, whether soon or late, we'll be ready and not be found with those who teach error. For Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 5. And so the Bible teaches very clearly in all of these passages that we must truly be ready for the Lord's coming.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.